This is Stateside. I'm Zoe Clark, sitting in for Cynthia Canty. Lawmakers in Lansing have begun holding hearings on which standardized tests Michigan students will begin to take next spring. The state's already decided to replace the MEAP tests, and educational officials have endorsed the Smarter Balanced Assessment. In the coming months, you'll likely be hearing a lot about the politics of the Smarter Balanced Assessment. Some lawmakers say the test takes away control from local curriculum because it's being developed by a national consortium. Let's turn to public sector consultants Michelle Richard. We often turn to Michelle when we have educational questions. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Zoe.
So, Michelle, many people will be familiar with the name MEAP, you know, the MEAP tests that kids are currently taking. But what's the difference between those tests and what students could be taking, this new Smarter Balance Assessment?
Yeah. Well, so let's start with some of the similarities.
Okay.
So we have a MEAP assessment because we're required by the federal government to understand where our students are performing. So how are our kids doing in comparison from this district on the east side of the state to that district on the west side
of
the state? And so Smarter Balanced is going to be the next iteration of being able to do exactly that. Except that, like all things, we hope that they improve and get better. And I think Smarter Balance offers a few things that MEAP doesn't. So right now, our students sit in a classroom. They have their number two pencil, you know, sharpened with their backup.
Right. We all remember those. Yes.
And so we're actually going to move away from doing paper and pencil assessments. We're going to start with Smarter Balanced being able to offer these assessments online. So what that means is that we can offer a computer adaptive assessment. So if you start out the test and you're getting lots of questions correct, the test will assume that you have a really strong content knowledge, and it will continue to give you harder and harder questions. Conversely, what it will do is if you're struggling, it won't continue to offer harder and harder questions so that you just sit there being frustrated.
Right.
It will start to try to figure out what level you're on. This is something that ACT and the graduate readiness test, that some of the other assessments that we may be familiar with that move beyond K-12, they've also started to look at some of those options. So this is not incredibly new, but it is new to K-12.
Yeah, and Michelle, the reason for these new tests is because of the new educational curriculum Common Core. Is that right?
Right. So what Smarter Balance will offer is alignment to Common Core. And what people mean when they say that is that you want the same content that's being taught in classrooms to be the content that shows up on the test. So if fractions are taught in fourth grade, then on the fourth grade assessment, you want to see fractions show up. And making sure that your Common Core curriculum and that what you're teaching in the classroom is what you're testing is what makes an assessment fair for kids. So right now, we're having a shift in the state. Teachers are starting to teach Common Core. They're also teaching to the MEAP assessment, and there's a misalignment there. That's why we're looking at a new assessment in general.
So, Michelle, let's talk about what some opponents to the Smarter Balanced Assessment tests are talking about. One is this idea of control. They say that local school districts are not going to have control. Talk to me a little bit about where Smarter Balanced were created. These are national level tests?
Right. So they are. When Common Core was created at this more or less the same time, they also created a couple of consortiums nationally. So Michigan signed on to one called Smarter Balanced. And Michigan has a seat at the table in the conversation. Actually, one of our assistant superintendents at the Department of Education co-chairs the committee that's doing the work for Smarter Balanced. So we have people who are sitting at that table. But in the MEAP test, our State Department gets to direct our vendor to do as they say, right? And now, like I said, we're a seat at the table. So we're one of many states, roughly 20, who are really involved in the policy decisions that are being made.
Okay. Now, some other things that opponents say of the test is, hey, you know, what we're doing is we're making students suddenly take these tests on computers, and also that you need internet access. What are you hearing from folks who are saying, A, this is not fair for students, let's say, in classrooms who have not been able to work on computers or might not be able to actually use a computer?
I think that this has been an ongoing challenge. So Michigan signed on to this consortium in 2010 and since has been doing a considerable amount of work to make sure that that schools have technology preparedness so that they're actually able to deploy these exams. So there's a couple things that are happening. One, there was a statewide survey, and actually the full Smarter Balanced, many school districts participated, and districts in Michigan reported a 3-to-1 ratio, and this was a year ago or so. They said that for every device they had available, so a laptop or a tablet or a desktop,
okay,
there were 3 students to that. So I think that's pretty good. We're moving towards having more technology available. At the same time, what Smarter Balance is going to offer is for the next 3 years, there'll be a paper pencil option available. So we're not asking school districts to instantaneously make this shift, but there are certainly benefits to using the online option. So I'm certain that that's one that they'll be pushing, but they are making some accommodations.
Will the state be giving districts money then to buy new technology to implement these tests?
So at this point, that's not in the cards. But I think that's certainly a conversation that could be had. I also think there are other benefits beyond being able to offer an assessment that are encouraging districts to be looking at offering more technology in their buildings. So we may be in the short term talking about a need for technology because of this assessment, but I also think that districts are seeing that need from curriculum that they're offering, a demand of that from students in their classroom and from parents. So do you need it because you have to take this assessment? Yes, but are there educational benefits that go well beyond taking a single assessment? Absolutely.
Okay. Michelle Richard, senior consultant at Public Sector Consultants, specializing in Michigan's education system. Michelle, thank you so much.
My pleasure.